Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We are kicking off the work week with storms as well as dangerous heat. I'll have a closer look at the timing for the worst of this weather and whether or not we'll see any improvements for 4th of July.
This heat can get dangerous quickly. Whether you need access to AC or you're cooling the family down at the pool, we'll show you what you need to know to handle this heat.
Also now at noon, Sky 5 flew over this crash on I-95 in Harnett County, closing the southbound lanes. Vine Trader shows us what it's doing to the holiday travel right now. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Our entire viewing area is under a level 2 risk for storms today, and the heat is rising.
Yeah, two reasons why today is a WRAL weather alert day. Let's get right to meteorologist Kat Campbell and see where those storms are right now as you plan the rest of your day. Kat.
And those storms have not reached our viewing area just yet. You still have a couple of hours before storm threats really begin to ramp up today. But damaging wind gusts and large hail, those are the two main concerns. We're talking about winds strong enough to knock down trees, hail that could be over an inch in diameter, and that's the concern. That's why we're under a level 2 threat for severe weather. I do want to mention, though, just because you're under a level 2 threat for severe weather, it doesn't mean that everybody is going to see a severe storm. The level 2 risk highlights where those severe storms could pop up, and the storm chances really are going to peak a little bit later on this evening into early tonight. It's an isolated storm 3 through 5 o'clock, but as we get past 6 o'clock and towards sunset, that's really going to be our best chance of some of these scattered storms tonight. After 10 o'clock, any remaining thunderstorms on the radar should gradually be dying down tonight, and I wouldn't expect the threat for any severe storms to last overnight. The dual Doppler 5000 radar is still nice and quiet right now, so if you do need to run some errands, maybe you want to try to get in some time at the pool with the kids today, you still have time to do that before those storms fire up. But boy, it's going to be hot out there, so make sure you are finding a way to lower your core temperature. Make sure you spend some time in the shade, drink plenty of water, go for a dip in the pool. The maximum heat index forecast today, 108 in Durham, 110 Fayetteville, 111 potentially for Raleigh and Goldsboro. And because of this, we are under a heat advisory today until 8 o'clock. Dangerous heat expected out there, and this dangerous heat and humidity, that's what could really provide some of the energy for the thunderstorms. Of course, tomorrow, 4th of July, the big question is whether or not the fireworks will be in good shape. I'll have more on that coming up in about 10 minutes.
Okay, I look forward to that. Well, with all that in mind, two counties in our area are offering cooling stations for anyone needing relief from this heat. In Wake County, you can go to any regional public library branch, the Health and Human Services buildings on Swinburne Street and Departure Drive in Raleigh, and the Eastern Regional Center in Zebulon, the northern one in Wake Forest, and the southern one in Fugrave Arena. All Wake County cooling stations close around 5:15 this evening.
Cumberland County is providing places to stay cool during this time of extreme heat. The lobby of the Cumberland County Department of Social Services is a cooling station. It's open until 5 this evening. Fayetteville Area System of Transit will also open its lobbies. Tomorrow, folks can stop by the Fayetteville Cumberland Parks and Recreation Center. It will open from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Of course, this level of heat can be dangerous to your health, and the warning signs can really sneak up on you. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains what you need to keep in mind for handling this extreme heat.
That heat advisory is now in effect. Our feel-like temperatures are over 105 degrees. So if you want to spend some time outside, you really need to be careful. Dr. Daniel Park with the Pediatric Emergency Department at UNC Children's Hospital says children are one of the groups that are most at risk for heat-related illnesses. He says children's bodies lose their cooling mechanisms a lot faster than adults. Headaches, dizziness, pale skin, and confusion are all signs of heat-related illness to look out for in your kids today. Dr. Park says if your child gets overheated and doesn't respond to rapid cooling measures like a cold rag or putting them in front of a fan, it's time to call 911. He specifically says it's important not to leave your children in the car.
Do not leave your children in cars, okay? Never leave infants, children, or pets in a parked car, even if the windows are cracked open.
Dr. Park says it's important for both children and adults to prehydrate before they go outside, so drink lots of water or any other non-caffeinated drinks that are full of electrolytes, like Gatorade or Powerade. Those are a good idea for today. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And keep this in mind as you're enjoying cookouts and Independence Day celebrations. Be sure to stay connected with the WREL weather app. You'll receive alerts for any heat warnings and any severe weather threat wherever you are.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we are following breaking news. North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore no longer facing allegations that he destroyed another man's marriage. Of course, we brought you this story about 2 weeks ago on June 19th. This was the case with him being sued for alienation of affection. Scott Lassiter, a former Apex Town Council member and assistant principal, is the man who was suing him, and his attorney now says that this matter has been resolved. In a brief email, no other details were provided, such more than that. So, of course, this is a story that we're going to be on top of all day.
Laura, thank you. We're following breaking news on I-95. A crash 2 hours ago shut down the southbound lanes in Harnett County. Brian Trader is in the WREL Traffic Center with what that means for holiday travel. Brian.
Renee, in just the past couple of minutes, we learned that they have reopened those southbound lanes of I-95. This is just south of Dunn on 95, right around Bud Hawkins Road. As we zoom into that area, you can see where the lanes now are open. Sky 5 was over the scene earlier this morning, showing us that big backup there. Miles-long backup leaving Dunn. They diverted all that traffic onto Long Branch Road, and a lot of people used Highway 301 as a good alternate route. And here after noon, we're still seeing some heavy delays on 301 on that southbound side, leaving Dunn across the Harnett-Cumberland County line, heading into the Godwin area. So avoid using 301. It looks like traffic is back to normal on I-95 right now, but if you want to avoid it, just to be careful, consider using Highway 82 out of Dunn back toward Godwin as a good alternate route. We're still working in the newsroom to find out more about that crash. No details yet about any injuries.
Brian, thanks. We're working to learn the name of a Sanford man who drowned while trying to save children at Fort Fisher. Officials say it happened Saturday afternoon at the state recreation area. They say a 58-year-old man went into the water to try to save children, but died while doing so. Officials say more than 50 water rescues happened at Fort Fisher that same day.
An update now on a story we've been tracking all morning long. A fire that started in an empty home damaged four nearby homes in Morrisville. WREL's Michael Graves brought us updates from the WREL breaking news tracker all morning. Here's what we know.
Yeah, and at least 36 firefighters working to get the flames under control, and this is the home where it all started. Now, luckily, firefighters tell me it is vacant, but you can see the amount of damage, the entire roof gone, the siding completely damaged there on the house. And because no one lives here, that's why investigators believe this fire was able to spread so quickly and get so big. In fact, it even caught part of this home, the neighboring home, on fire. Extensive roof damage. No one was at this home either. Two other homes had some side damage to them as well. And investigators are still out here working to determine the cause. So we're working with Morrisville Fire Department to get those answers as to what caused this fire. In Morrisville, Michael Grace, WREL News.
State inspectors are on site at Carowinds today to look into a damaged roller coaster support beam. The Charlotte Area Amusement Park shut down the Fury 325 coaster after a visitor took this video of a cracked beam. You can see the beam sway and the crack coming farther apart as a speeding coaster car comes by. WREL's Chris Lovingood spoke with the man who shot this video. We'll share that interview with you in our next half hour.
A woman is in the hospital after someone she was arguing with hit her with his car. Durham police say the woman and a man were arguing when the woman walked away and the man hit her with his car. It happened around 1:30 this morning on Linwood Avenue near South Alston Avenue. That man left the scene. The woman was taken to a Durham area hospital with serious injuries, but she is expected to recover.
Let's check in on the stock market now. Less than an hour of trading left today. Wall Street closes at 1 for the 4th of July holiday. Will be closed tomorrow as well. Not a whole lot of traction. The Dow Jones in the green, up 45 points. S&P 500 up 1 point. And NASDAQ is in the red, down about 10 points at this hour on this shortened session of trading. 4th of July celebrations continue throughout our area today. Here are a few places you can go for fun. The Family Fun Festival in Morrisville starts at 4. It runs until 9 tonight at Town Hall Drive. It includes live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and carnival games. Fireworks will start at dark. bring chairs or lawn blankets to enjoy the fireworks.
Also, Garda hosting its Independence Day celebration at Lake Benson Park. It begins at 5 this evening and runs until 10 tonight. There will be music provided by C.J. Baker and the North Carolina Symphony. Great food, games for the kids. The event is free.
Folks in Rocky Mount will celebrate today. The city's annual Independence Day event is happening at the Rocky Mount Sports Complex. It's from 6 until 9 tonight. Check out the list of local July 4 celebrations. We have the link right on the WREL.com homepage. Next at noon, a missing teen story has a happy ending.
Yeah, 8 years after he vanished, he's back with his family. Next at noon, hear from the man who led the original search for 17-year-old Rudy Farias.
Then it's a universal truth. When a grandmother speaks, people listen. How one woman's words may have an impact on the riots in France. And
a 6-ounce bottle shouldn't last you all season long.
Experts agree adults in this country do not wear enough sunscreen.
In our next half hour, find out how much you should wear and how that changes in a heat wave.
A police officer in Orlando is on administrative leave after he shot and killed a man early this morning. Police say they were patrolling an area known as a, quote, criminal hotspot when they spotted a man they felt was involved in drug activity. The police department statement says the man disobeyed officers and moved as though he were reaching for a gun. The officer was not hurt. He was wearing a body camera. Police say they will release that video as soon as possible.
And police in Baltimore are vowing to track down anyone who was involved in a mass shooting there that left two people dead and dozens more hurt. Investigators are examining surveillance video and social media posts as they work to make arrests. The shooting happened at a block party just after midnight yesterday morning. Police say anyone who had a gun in that area is a potential suspect. Baltimore's mayor says the city's gun violence problem needs to be addressed at higher levels.
We will continue to hold those individuals who carry those weapons, who use those weapons in acts of violence like this one that we saw today, accountable. But we need accountability at every level, from those who are selling and trafficking those weapons into Baltimore from places outside of our state.
An 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man died in that shooting. More than a dozen of the people who were hurt are under 18.
The grandmother of a teen killed by a French police officer, sparking 6 nights of protests in the country, is calling for peace. More than 45,000 police officers were stationed across the country last night. You're looking at video from earlier Saturday night. Police have arrested more than 2,000 people, many of them under the age of 18, during these protests. The grandmother of the teen who was killed spoke out, urging people to not damage the schools and not break the buses.
Well, the State Department recommends Americans reconsider traveling to China right now because of a risk of being wrongfully detained. The alert shared with newsrooms this morning says the Chinese government has been enforcing laws arbitrarily, including issuing bans that keep Americans from leaving the country. China has not yet issued a response to this move. Similar advisories were issued for Hong Kong and Macau because of their relationship to China. Well, this comes hours after the Treasury Department announced Secretary Janet Yellen will take a trip to China this week. Yellen's 3-day trip will include meetings with her Chinese counterpart and American business leaders in the country. She is not expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Yellen will be the second cabinet-level member to travel to China in the past month. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Beijing in mid-June.
A Texas man last seen 8 years ago has been found safe. Rudy Farias was 17 years old when he was reported missing. Corley Peel reports the man who led the search said they had nearly given up hope.
The search for 17-year-old Rudy Farias is now over. 8 years after he was last seen, the now 25-year-old's family says he is found safe.
How'd this happen? Oh, we believe in miracles, and this certainly was a miracle.
Tim Miller is the director for Texas Equisearch. He is one of several people who helped search high and low for Farias.
I can't even tell you how many times we've searched and how many leads and tips came in, and then they just kind of faded away, and we heard nothing, and now all of a sudden, this.
Investigators say he disappeared in March 2015. He was last seen walking his two dogs. The dogs were found, but Farias was not. At the time, loved ones said he suffered from PTSD, depression, and asthma.
I'm scared because he's out there alone by himself.
Miller says they followed up on every tip.
In the very beginning, he met with a family and detectives out there by his house where he disappeared, and we found a backpack. We actually talked to somebody who had one of the catering trucks, which felt as though that they saw him and stuff. Then there was different possible sightings in different places.
Miller says he never would have imagined Farias is still alive.
I think now, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of investigation to kind of see what happened, where it happened, how it happened.
That was Coralie Peel reporting. When Farias disappeared, he suffered from depression and PTSD and was thought to be off his meds. His mother says he's not in great shape mentally, but she is thrilled to have him home. The questions can come later. Right now, they are just savoring the fact that he is safe and he's okay.
Absolutely. After 8 years.
8 years.
Hey, we want to turn our attention now to the forecast, the WREL Weather Alert Day. We've got high heat and the threat for severe weather.
Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a look at the rain chances for later this afternoon and so people can make their evening plans.
I know a lot of questions about the storm chances today and, of course, tomorrow. Both days, a lot of people are going to be out celebrating the holiday. And if you're hoping to get a glimpse of the fireworks tomorrow, I think you're going to be in better shape than today. There will still be storm chances tomorrow. There's just going to be less storms on the radar tomorrow during fireworks time than there will be tonight. And that's certainly good news. About a 30% chance. So it's a small chance of a storm by firework time tomorrow. 7 o'clock, 90 degrees. By 11 o'clock, still 80. So no need for any kind of sweater. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid, but luckily not so many thunderstorms. Future cast for tomorrow morning, kicking off July 4th with a lot of cloud cover throughout the early part of the day and some thinning of the clouds. By 2 o'clock, there's about a 20 to 30% chance of a storm popping up. Tomorrow afternoon, I really think that the best chance of a thunderstorm will stay south of the triangle. Can't rule one out in the triangle, but it's really this region closer to the South Carolina line where we have the best chance of a pop-up thunderstorm, and those would mainly come during the afternoon and early evening. But after sunset, better storm chances toward the coast, and those really may fizzle before they reach the coast. By 11 o'clock, though, things are pretty quiet. Future cast showing the heat index forecast for tomorrow, July 4th, is also going to be high, but not as high as today. The heat index could get up to 105 tomorrow in Fayetteville. Low 100s is what it would feel like in the triangle. But today, the heat index could be up to 108 in many areas. So it's going to be sizzling hot out there. 92 right now in both Raleigh and Durham. We have had at least 93 today. 90 degrees in Fayetteville. A live look there at the WREL Fayetteville newsroom. And it's pretty remarkable that we've already reached these numbers given how much cloud cover we have out there. 92, mostly cloudy. The current heat index, 104 in Raleigh. Dangerous heat in place already across the triangle. And that's why we're under the heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. High temperatures today reach the mid-90s, and that's going to help to spark some of those scattered thunderstorms later on this afternoon and into the evening hours. I really think the best chance of a thunderstorm would come a bit later on this evening, likely between about 3 and 11 o'clock. The muggy meter is as high as it gets, and I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that. When you step outside, the air is tropical. It is air you can wear. Dew points in the mid-70s, and there is no relief in sight. We're just locked into this summer humidity for the next several days. If you are hoping for a break from the humidity, not going to get that anytime soon. We are tracking the chance for some thunderstorms, as I mentioned this afternoon. Things are still quiet on the radar for now, so I encourage you, if you are trying to get outside this afternoon and evening, make sure that you're finding a shady spot. But if you see any dark clouds in the distance, you can turn on WREL News or you can check in on the Dual Doppler 5000 radar using the WREL weather app. You can take that wherever you go. Today, a WREL weather alert day due to the threat for some of those storms this evening as well as the heat. Things quiet down just a little bit tomorrow, but boy, it looks like July. Hot, humid daily storm chances.
Yeah, thanks.
Buy now, pay later is everywhere. It gives you instant gratification without a big bill up front, but is it worth it? Today on your news at 4, 5 on Your Side breaks down the best apps to use and some pitfalls to watch out for.
Then at 5, we hear from a family left heartbroken after a drunk driver killed their loved one in 2021. Their plea to the public about the dangers of drinking and driving. But our news continues now at noon, how United Airlines is apologizing to passengers caught in their travel troubles this week.
And we'll take a closer look at what the rising price of everything is doing to the very way we measure America's finances. A major airline is handing out thousands of bonus miles to its customers, and actors are holding off on strike talks for now. Sabile Marcellus has today's business headlines.
United Airlines is handing out 30,000 frequent flyer miles to soothe angry travelers who were caught up in the July 4th gridlock. Severe East Coast storms early last week, coupled with existing airline and FAA staffing shortages, set off a domino effect of thousands of delays and cancellations that United is still working to resolve. The country's transportation secretary acknowledged on Friday that more air traffic controllers are needed, but added that United also has internal operational issues that cause it to struggle more than other carriers. The airline wouldn't confirm how many customers received the bonus miles, but said they're enough to cover a round-trip ticket to most domestic destinations. A union representing about 160,000 actors is putting plans to strike on hold, at least for now. The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, says they'll continue negotiations with studios until midnight July 12th. The union's president says it will exhaust every opportunity to achieve the righteous contract actors deserve. One key issue, updating contract language to address the new realities of streaming services and artificial intelligence. If actors do strike, they'll be joining 11,000 members of the Writers Guild who have been on the picket line for nearly 9 weeks now. And those are your business headlines. I'm Sabile Marcellus at the NASDAQ market site.
You know, with unpredictable weather and worker shortages among airlines, experts are now urging people to get travel insurance. Now, even if you plan ahead, you may still run into headaches while trying to get to and from your destinations. New data shows travel insurance purchases are up 9% this year compared to last July 4th travel. A few things you'll want to keep in mind when choosing your travel insurance, though. Make sure you're picking the right coverage and check the policy's weather-related options. Also, save your receipts. Some policies reimburse passengers for expenses if their flights are delayed 6 hours or more because of weather.
A key metric the Federal Reserve uses in its interest rate decisions is out of date. That's according to a new survey from Lending Club Corporation. The Federal Reserve watches how many Americans have the funds to cover an emergency. Since 2013, they've set the value of that emergency at $400. Lending Club says the average emergency expense these days is actually $1,700. The group also says the average American is losing ground each month as prices of essentials rise and the ability to save drops. Ahead in our next half hour, we talk to the man who shot this video of the crack in the roller coaster beam at Carowinds, how he says staff reacted when he showed them the issue.
And take a look at what the heat wave is doing to roads in Texas. How this happens coming up. And heading to break, check out your screen and your winning lottery numbers. Well, thanks for staying with us on this WREL Weather Alert Day.
We've been under a heat advisory since 10 this morning, and it is only going to get hotter. Let's check in again with meteorologist Kat Campbell on what to expect in the afternoon and evening hours.
The worst of the heat and humidity is going to be with us during the afternoon, likely between about 2 and 5 p.m., but our heat advisory in effect through 8 o'clock. And it's for most of the viewing area, including all of the Triangle Point south and east, even east toward the coast. And this is where we've got the dangerous heat today. Maximum heat index values could get up close to 110 in Raleigh, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, and Fayetteville, 105 in Southern Pines, 108 in Durham this afternoon. And you need to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Take some breaks in the shade. Go for a dip in the water today and make sure that you're staying hydrated if you're going to be outside. Current heat index 104 in the Triangle, 92 the current temperature. Feels like 102 in Rocky Mount with a temperature of 91 and feeling like 104 in Fayetteville. One of the issues with the heat and humidity is it provides a lot of energy. Although things are quiet on the dual Doppler 5000 radar right now, any thunderstorms that pop up in this environment this afternoon have a chance that they could be severe. And that's another reason why it's a WREL weather alert day. The best chance for storms will come a bit later on this evening. Damaging wind gusts and hail are the threats. I'll have a closer look at that coming up.
All right, Kat, thanks. We can't share this information enough. Get this information to anyone who may not have access to our newscast. there are options to stay cool in this heat. Both Wake and Cumberland counties have opened cooling centers today. In Wake County, go to any regional library, a county regional center. In Cumberland County, go to the Department of Social Services or any Fayetteville Transit System office.
Let's go back to this video that you may have missed over the weekend. Look at that. That appears to be a crack or fracture in the Fury 325 roller coaster at Carowinds. And this video was taken by someone visiting the park. WRL spoke with the man who recorded this video. He told Chris Lovingood Carowinds staff did not react the way he expected.
Blink twice and you might miss it. Let's slow it down. See that right there,
separated like that, and it kept every car came through every time it separated like it did.
On Friday, Jeremy Wagner says he was at Carowinds near the exit. He noticed part of the Fury 325 roller coaster move away from a support beam. He said he recorded just enough video so he could show the first employee he could find, the parking attendant.
And he said, "Well, I can't see anything." And I said, "You don't see that crack, because you can literally see it go all the way around the whole thing." I told him, I said, "You need to shut this ride down."
But he said that employee and the next one he flagged down had no sense of urgency. And mind you, he says his family, including son and daughter, were on that ride several times that day.
I mean, as a father, I mean, what's going through your mind, the fact that you caught that?
Yeah, I mean, I could have seen, you know, not just my kid, but somebody else's child, you know, coming off that roller coaster.
He says while on the way home, he got in touch with the fire department in that area, told him what was going on, so someone tried to get him answers.
And he called me back within 10 minutes, and he said, "Mr. Wagner," he said, "they did shut the ride down for investigation."
Carowinds released a statement saying safety is the park's top priority, and all rides, including Fury 325, go through daily inspections. But Wagner says he is not satisfied with that response.
If a pass holder can see it, then why can't inspections see it?
And one last thing. Tiffany Newton, a regular at Carowinds, shared this photo with WREL and says she happened to take this photo June 24th, a week before Wagner's video, and only noticed what looked like the beginning of that break after Wagner's video went viral online.
See something, say something. Chris also spoke with Carowinds' communication team. They told him the investigation would start immediately and hope to have an update for us today.
Well, the 4th of July fireworks were a big hit in Wendell. How cool is that? Thousands of people turned up for the show last night. This was the show's second year in action after a successful debut in 2022. There are still more fireworks shows tonight and tomorrow. Go to WRL.com and search fireworks to find other local events. Well, you can also stay in and enjoy the fireworks with us. Tomorrow night, we'll bring you the 47th annual Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular live from the East River in New York City. That event starts at 8 right here on WRL.
Today's county-by-county coverage takes us to Lee, Johnston, and Moore counties. Lee County is celebrating Moore growth with the opening of a new subdivision. The Sanford Area Growth Alliance hosted a ribbon cutting recently for the 78 North community. It's just off Tramway Road. The developers plan to put more than 100 single-family homes in this subdivision. Buyers can choose from one of seven floor plans. The price point on these homes is $280,000 to $300,000. In Johnston County, work starts today at Clayton Town Hall. The scaffolding has been up for about a week now. Today, crews start to replace parts of the roof and repair masonry on the outside of the building. It should take about 12 weeks, depending on weather. That said, Town Hall is closed for the 4th. And in Moore County, the town of Southern Pines is changing how it collects your trash. Garbage cans and recycling bins must now be placed at the curb for collection. The town says the change is to improve safety for haulers and increase efficiency. The new rule goes into effect today.
Well, starting today, you will no longer be required to wear masks in clinic spaces at the Durham County Health and Human Services building. They're now optional, but still available upon request. The CDC continues to recommend masks for people who have been exposed to COVID-19 or who are at high risk of severe illness from COVID-19.
A disturbing find in the produce aisle. The study that says those forever chemicals may now be hiding in your salad.
And forget salads. We want to know what kind of protein you're putting on the grill tomorrow. Hot dogs or hamburgers? The great debate. And of course, if you see news happening or you'd like to share a story with us here, click Report It in the WREL News app.
Tyson Foods is changing the label on some of its chicken products. The company will drop the no antibiotics ever label from some of its chicken products. That's because some of its chickens in the supply chain will now receive antibiotics for fighting a disease that's causing basically a poultry stomach flu. Tyson Foods says the antibiotics are not considered important to human health. The labeling change takes effect later this year.
Well, here's something that surprised many of us in the newsroom. Kale is normally thought to be good for you, but a new report says the leafy green may contain toxic chemicals. The Alliance for Natural Health tested kale samples from grocery stores across the country. The results showed 7 out of 8 samples had what they call disturbing levels of forever chemicals known as PFAS. The chemicals are linked to cancer as well as issues with immune systems, liver, and fertility.
We have a recall to tell you about. 77,000 pounds of mini chicken corn dogs are being recalled. House of Rayford issued this recall alert on Foster Farms brand mini chicken corn dogs because of possible spoilage. This is a nationwide recall. Affected products have a best use by date of April 23rd of next year. You can return the product for a full refund. It is the classic cookout debate. Do you prefer hot dogs or hamburgers?
Well, some call it the battle of the bun. Instacart says there are some regional trends for what Americans will celebrate with in their 4th of July cookouts. They looked at where Americans buy the most buns. Well, Instacart says 30 states buy hot dogs and buns the most, but the other 20 like their burgers the most. And as you can see from this map, North Carolina is a hot dog state. You say what, Renee?
Did they ask Ken or me about this? Because exactly. It'd be a burger state if so.
Yeah. I start with the burger, but you know, you can't pass up a good grilled hot dog with mayo, onions, mustard.
Or coleslaw, right?
I like it.
I like that too.
We're burger people.
Okay, we planned our menu.
Exactly. Well, Americans are spending big money this year celebrating Independence Day. Now, according to the National Retail Federation, 87% of Americans will celebrate the 4th of July in some way. That includes 65% who will have some sort of cookout. The average person will spend about $93 on food items for their festivities.
We've talked about trying to stay cool and staying hydrated in this extreme heat. Let's talk about sunscreen. Find out if you're using enough next at noon.
And as we head to a break, we're going to give you a live look at Carolina Beach, a very busy destination spot for a lot of people today. Plenty of people are heading there for the 4th of July. A few safety tips you need to know before you hit the road. That's all ahead. Extreme heat is already taking a toll on highways in Texas. Roads across the state are buckling under the triple-digit temperatures. In Houston alone, Texas DOT crews are working on repairs on nearly a dozen roads damaged by the extreme heat.
It's that constant exposure to heat. You have 100-degree plus temperatures with a heat index that rise above that, and then that constant just that baking. And it could impact the concrete that's out there.
And the Texas DOT says the occasional downpour can make the problem worse. The rain and the hot concrete can leave it brittle and prone to cracking. So far, no reports here of heat issues with the roads.
Be sure to give your car a quick check before you hit the road for any travel. AAA Carolinas expects to rescue more than 393,000 stranded drivers through the July 4th holiday. That's across the entire country. The three most common reasons people call AAA are flat tires, dead batteries, and being locked out of their vehicles. You'll notice more law enforcement officers on the roads these next few days. The Booze It and Lose It campaign is underway now through July 5th. Officers are not only keeping an eye out for drunk drivers, they are targeting speeders. State law requires drivers to go to court if they're caught driving 15 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. And of course, officers arrest drunk driving suspects on the spot.
Well, Myrtle Beach is at the top of Travel and Leisure magazine's list of best beaches on this 4th of July. The magazine cited Myrtle Beach's fireworks and annual golf cart parade as must-see activities for the holiday. It also notes the area's 60 miles of shoreline and more than 2,000 restaurants. A couple of other mid-Atlantic beaches also made the list, including Virginia Beach and Ocean City, Maryland.
Speaking of beaches and heat and holidays, let's talk sunscreen. Experts say adults often wear less than the recommended amount on a normal day. Since excessive heat can make you sweat more than usual, you'll want to be more diligent about how often you reapply your sunscreen.
In order to get enough protection, you should be using a palmful to cover a body in a bathing suit. And for most adults, that means about an ounce. So a 6-ounce bottle shouldn't last you all season long. You need to apply the sunscreen frequently. And that means about every 2 hours or after getting wet.
Yes, wet includes sweating. Experts say you need to put on sunscreen even if you won't be outside for long. The highest risk of developing the most common forms of skin cancer comes from your cumulative exposure to UV radiation. So coming and going from the car, your house, or your workplace can really add up.
Yeah, that's so important on a day like today.
Yeah, and not just on sunny days, but cloudy days as well.
I think we mistakenly think, oh, it's cloudy, we don't need sunscreens. And we do.
And we need lots of water today as well. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRL Severe Weather Center with our hot and steamy day as well as our chance for severe weather.
It's definitely July outside, but today it's going to be one of those more intense weather days. The heat very high along with the humidity, and that's creating a lot of energy in the atmosphere as well. So although things are pretty quiet on the radar right now, there are signs pointing to a more active radar a little bit later on this evening. And I did want to point out we have one shower that's popped up in Orange County in between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro, and we are tracking some showers off to our west. But right now things are pretty quiet. It's really not until later this afternoon and evening that we see storm chances climbing. 92 right now, 75 is the dew point. This number right here, that is why it feels kind of miserable outside today. It's air you can wear, the top of the muggy meter. We have a 30% chance of a thunderstorm 3, 4, 5 o'clock. That chance goes up to 50% as we get toward the later evening hours tonight. We'll be tracking the potential for some intense thunderstorms, a level 2 threat for severe weather today, and that's one of the reasons why today is the WRAL Weather Alert Day. The threats, damaging wind gusts and hail, and the timing between 3 and 11 o'clock. Not everybody in yellow is going to see a severe storm, but that's the zone where a severe storm could develop. Tomorrow, that threat goes down a little bit. It's a lower end threat, a level 1 threat. Isolated storms expected, so they're not going to be as widespread from 2 to about 10 p.m. and that chance 30% for 4th of July. So it's not looking all that bad for your July 4th forecast in terms of storm chances. I think we'll see less activity on the radar tomorrow compared to today. However, it is still going to be very hot and very humid. 95 in Raleigh and Rocky Mount, 94 in Fayetteville, 92 in Wilmington, 90 in Nag's Head. Even Asheville is in the upper 80s tomorrow. And the beaches are busy with a lot of people trying to find a nice way to cool down. Carolina Beach, it is packed out there today, and you can see all the people in the water. Please text your family and friends. Give them a call. Let them know to be careful and be diligent about the rip currents at the coast. Yesterday, there were over 100 rip current rescues reported at our coast. And today, it is a medium to high risk of rip currents. The high risk of rip currents from Surf City all the way up toward Ocracoke. And when we really divide this down into the beaches that are under a moderate risk, Topsail Island, Wrightsville, Carolina Beach, the camera I just showed you, Oak Island included in that. The high risk includes Emerald Isle as well as Atlantic Beach, Pine Knoll Shores, just to name a few. So it is going to be a threat out there at the coast. If you're headed that way, keep that in mind and make sure you let family and friends that way know as well. We want to keep everyone safe and stay safe out there today. In the heat index forecast, we expect it to be above 100 all the way through about 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. At 8 o'clock, our heat advisory expires. Still no word yet on a heat advisory for tomorrow from the National Weather Service. We will let you know on WRAL News at 4 if they issue one. That's usually around the time that one would be issued. So check in for an update this afternoon. Today, we're going to be watching the radar for some storms a bit later on. Tomorrow, that chance 30%. We see an uptick in our storm coverage again on Wednesday. Every day features a chance for some thunderstorms and every day looking hot and humid. I just don't see much relief from the humidity coming up anytime soon.
Not that there's a huge difference from 96 to 90, but psychologically, it's nice to see those temperatures going down a little bit.
Yeah.
If you want to stay inside during the heat of the day, we have something you really ought to see tonight.
What makes tonight's full moon so special? That's all coming up.
As we wrap things up, here's a look at a few of the headlines we're following today.
Today is a WREL weather alert day with a level 2 threat for severe storms and a heat advisory in our area. The hottest portions of the day will be between 2 and 5 this afternoon. So keep that in mind. The WREL severe weather team is also tracking a line of storms set to move through this evening. Stick with us here on air and online and the WREL weather app.
North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore no longer faces legal allegations that he destroyed another man's marriage or traded sex for political favors. Scott Lassiter, a former Apex town councilman, filed a lawsuit claiming Moore had a relationship with his wife. This morning, Lassiter's attorney told WREL News her client is no longer pursuing the case.
We're following breaking news on I-95. A crash 2 hours ago shut down southbound lanes in Harnett County. WREL Scott 5 flew over the scene this morning when a car was flipped over on the shoulder. Another was damaged. Road has since reopened. Authorities have not said what caused the crash or if anyone was injured.
Tonight's moon will be bigger and brighter than any other full moon we've seen yet this year. The Buck supermoon will be about 14,000 miles closer to Earth than a normal full moon. This is video from a previous supermoon. Now, if the weather stays clear, you can see tonight's moon at its peak illumination by looking to the southeast just after the sun sets.
I'll be looking up tonight. Well, get ready for that tennis enthusiast in your life to be a bit distracted. Guilty as charged. Wimbledon is officially underway. The first matches started at 6 this morning, our time. The tournament runs 14 days with no matches scheduled this Sunday, so players can get a break. It's a usual tradition to have the middle Sunday off at Wimbledon.
We know what Ken will be doing right after this newscast. A neighborhood in Alabama is rallying around a teenager who was told to find a new home for his pet. This is Fred, a Sulcata tortoise. He's lived with 17-year-old Jaden and his family for the last 8 years. Now the HOA says Fred needs to go. Other residents say the tortoise is a better neighbor than dogs or cats that are allowed by the HOA rules. They've launched the Save Fred movement, complete with T-shirts and bumper stickers.
Save Fred, come on.
Let Fred be.
Absolutely. He doesn't pee on anybody's property. He doesn't poop on anybody's property.
He doesn't bark.
Yeah, exactly.
And he mows the lawn. Yeah.
Look at that.
I mean, he eats all the grass.
Well, check this out. Our pet of the day comes to us from Love Much Rescue. Carl loves people, other dogs, so much. He loves playing in the yard with kids or watching the babies. He loves to cuddle and wants to please his foster. Carl follows his new mom around the house and yard and keeps his eyes on her. Carl rarely barks and is learning to walk better on a leash. He weighs about 44 pounds and is both house and crate trained. You can apply to adopt him at lovemuchrescue.org.
And we have a new update on our severe weather risk. Let's get right to meteorologist Kit Campbell in the WREL Severe Weather Center.
And this is brand new. This is updated since the beginning of our newscast. The Storm Prediction Center has placed the northeastern part of North Carolina under a level 3 threat for severe weather. Now, this includes Northampton and Halifax County. Damaging wind gusts and large hail still the primary concern, but we're going to be watching the northeastern part of our state for perhaps some rotation. So leave it here on WREL this afternoon, and we'll keep you up to date as those storms begin to fire up. Renee.
NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Have a great day and be safe out there.
Stay safe with the latest WREL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.